You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40pm with Ross Briley, Rory DeLaghi and Mick Norton in the studio. We've got National Hunt Racing from Plumpton and Musselburgh, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the Tapeter at Newcastle. So three meetings to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Mark. Very well.
Good stuff. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look back at the third day of the Open meeting at Cheltenham, then we're going to look ahead to Monday's action. And before we do, though, Craig, a little bit of news from Sunday. Nicky Henderson announcing on Sunday that we won't see Sprinter Sakura race again. He's suffered an injury, unfortunately. He has been retired, but at least we can look back at those great memories he gave us and know he's still in one piece. And he went out on a real high, didn't he, at Cheltenham? So.
Yeah, he did. I mean, terrific performance as well from Nicky Henderson to bring him back from where he was after the injury, Mark, because he wasn't showing any of his old sparkle and he looked a shadow of his former self. But the way he bounced back to form, particularly last season, was all credit to Nicky Henderson. He's really looked after him well. Very sad that he has picked up yet another little niggle. Thankfully, you know, it isn't going to be too bad, but it's enough for connections to decide that, you know, enough's enough with the horse. He's an absolute superstar. And he's retired right at the top of his game, as you say.
Yeah, we wish him a happy retirement. He did give me one of my favourite days of racing. I was at the Cheltenham Festival and he regained his champion chase crown. And the atmosphere cheering him up the hill, I never thought I'd see it, but it was superb. Not a dry eye in the house as well. Everyone, even if, you know, people that hadn't backed him wanted to see him to bounce back. And it was superb.
Yeah, the very first time I set eyes on him, Mark, was in the bumper up at Ayr at the Scottish National meeting, and he won that very well. And from that day on, I set myself a project for the next 12 months to back him for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, and I got some fancy prices about him, but unfortunately he only finished third. But even then, you know, having seen him in the parade ring for the Supreme and how much he'd actually grown since Ayr, you know, he looked every inch a chasing type and followed his career from then, and he's been a joy to watch. He really has. Obviously he had that blip after the injury, but on the whole, fantastic racehorse. You know, the way he went about his business, his jumping was electric, and he was a fantastic 2 mile chaser, right, you know, probably one of the best in my lifetime, certainly.
Sad day really for Nicky Henderson as well, on the back of the announcement that Sprinter Sakura was to be retired. Unfortunately, Simon Singh suffered a fatal injury in the Schler chase, so sad day for those at Seven Barrows. Not nice to see at all, terrible news. Just reflecting on the Sunday, Craig, we'll start with the first race on the card, the Supreme Trial Novices Hurdle, won by Moonracer, who got the better of Mersal and Ballyandy. And Moonracer was trimmed into 10-1 on the back of the race for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. That proved too big as well, because shortened almost immediately afterwards into 8-1. First of all, what do you make of his performance on Sunday? And do you think he is a worthy favourite at this point for the Supreme Novices Hurdle?
Well, I haven't really seen too much in the novice division, and he's put up two decent performances, Mark, for sure. I mean, you know, looking at the race, it was an absolute farce. They're 10 seconds slower than the Great Wood Hurdle. And there went no pace in the early part. They were happy to let Mersal, you know, take them along. Moonracer was very prominent. The Alan King horse was pulling for its head, was wanting to go quick, and they went a real slow gallop. And turning into the straight, there was absolute carnage. The Paul Nicholls horse got squeezed up. Alan King's horse has been squeezed up, and the horses that raced prominently certainly benefited from it. And Moonracer did quicken impressively. But the one thing of concern, Mark, for him today was his jumping. I don't think he jumped anywhere near as well as he did at Perth. He didn't make a great shape over his hurdles. So there's much more to come from him, because I think he can jump much better than he did today. So he is 7, You know, and you usually see the Supreme go to a younger horse. I certainly wouldn't want to be rushing in to back him at 7-1 at this stage of proceedings, but there was a lot to like about the performance.
Okay, 8-1 in fact.
8-1.
Yeah, so slightly better.
Still wouldn't back him that much.
Let's move on to the second race on the card then. This was the Arkle trial, won by Le Prezien at 8-11. Hammersley Lake in second, and Three Stars was back in third. Doesn't tell the whole story though, because Some Plan was going particularly well before he came down. Reactions in the market. We've seen Le Prezien put in the Arkle market at 25-1, Some Plan in there at 33-1, and we've also quoted Le Prezien at 20-1 for the JLT. And by listening to you on Racing Radio on Sunday, I know that will be your preferred route for him.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. I mean, even before the Cheltenham race, after Utoxeter, I thought he was shaping like a horse that would improve for a little step up and trip, because he never quite got there at Utoxeter the last time. He wasn't really knocked about, and I thought he was just struggling to lay up with the pace for a large part, and that might have been down to his jump, and he didn't jump as well as you'd like to have seen, certainly on Sunday, and his slowness over his fences was leaving him ground to make up, but he picked up fairly well. You know, he's came home well. It was sad to see Some Plan depart 2 out. He didn't deserve that. He had jumped really well on his second start over fences, but Le Prezien is an improving horse. He was really useful over hurdles. He's only a 5-year-old. I do think he can improve against stepping up and tripping. That 20-1 JLT quote certainly interests me more than the quotes for the Arkle.
Okay, that's Le Prezien then in the Arkle trial. The Schler Chase, one of the big races on the day, grade 2 over 2 miles. It's been a stepping stone for the Champion Chase in recent years. Fox Norton the winner, Simply Ned in second, Special Tiara back in third, and a quote of 7-1 for Fox Norton for the Champion Chase, the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Before the race, Colin Tizard was saying he thought Fox Norton was the one to beat in the race, and he was going to stamp his credentials for the Champion Chase. Do you see him ending up at the festival in the big chase? What am I trying to say? In the Champion Chase.
Yeah, I do think you'll end up there, Mark, for sure. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Is he good enough to win a Champion Chase? Well, you know, sadly, the way the horses are, you know, fallen by the wayside, and we've the sad demise of Simonsig today, retirement of Sprinter Sacra. You know, there's two, you know, horses that would have been fairly prominent if Sprinter Sacra would have been, you know, pushing Duvan for favourite in that market. Obviously, he's got ground to make up on last year's Arkle form with Duvan. But you know, 7-1, I think the quote is fair when you look at the likely runners. He has improved. There's absolutely no doubt about it. He was winning a handicap in the upper mark in the low 140s at the October meeting for Neil Mulholland. Changed hands. And first start for Colin Tizard on Sunday, and he looks like he's improved again, Mark, to be fair to him, but I don't think he'll improve enough to bridge the gap on Duvan, who, you know, now looks a very short-priced good thing, if you like, even at this stage, you know, with several months to go for the Queen Mother Champion Chase.
Yeah, obviously plenty of water to go under the bridge. Several changes in the market at the time of recording this. Duvan now 8-11, Fox Norton 7-1, 8-1 under Sir, Black Hercules 14-1, 20-1 Godzone and Special Tiara, and 33-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll finish off with a look back at the Greatwood. Craig, won by North Hill Harvey, Modus in second, Sizing Light back in third, and A Hair Breath was fourth. Quite an exciting prospect, North Hill Harvey.
He is, Mark. His assets for me, this was going in before the race, was the way he travels through his races and he's jumping. And again, once again, you know, they were both excellent on Sunday. The worry was, would he show enough speed in the closing stages of his race to be quick enough to win over 2 miles? And he did. You know, I think the rain that had fallen the 2 days prior to the race has definitely helped the horse. You know, it's put more of an emphasis on stamina, which has helped him. And it's interesting to hear some of Dan Skelton's quotes after that, you know, he looks like being kept at this distance, because I think he'll be a better horse again over a little bit further, and his pedigree suggests that. But it isn't a race I really want to dwell on too much, Mark, because I was with Wolf of Windlesham, who was travelling really well and was in the perfect spot when he came down 3 out. So it wasn't a financially great race, but a good winner in North Hill Harvey in the time of the race was fairly solid, a standout performance on the clock on the day.
Well, we'll move on swiftly from that then. we'll leave Cheltenham alone then. That's the 3-day open meeting done and dusted. One or two early Cheltenham Festival clues, although we do still have many months to pass before we're at Cheltenham for the big 4 days. We'll leave that there as well and we'll move on to Monday's action. Craig's got 4 races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Monday's action. We're going to look at 3 races at Newcastle and 1 at Musselburgh. We start at Musselburgh in there, 2:20. And this one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles. And, well, it's almost 3 miles, I suppose. We've got 8 of them in the lineup for this one, Craig. Which ones have made the shortlist?
Yeah, I think we've got to stick with Blue Cascade. I think, Mark, after his success at Wetherby last time, he's a horse that should be, in fact, better suited to Musselburgh than the stiffer track of Wetherby. One over hurdles here at Musselburgh. You know, he's a horse, although he hasn't backed up on these previous wins, he has run really well on his next start. I think he's placed on each occasion on his following run after a victory. So, you know, once he finds form, he clearly holds his form well. And I think the big factor and the angle into the race, Mark, is the fact that he could well get an uncontested lead around a track that suits that style of racing. And, you know, providing he's jumping stands up, he has a habit of hitting the odd fence. But providing his jumping stands up at the head of affairs here, he could be difficult to beat. He has gone up £8 for the Wetherby success, but, you know, with everything in his favour really here, then I think he could follow up that win. The one that may give him most to do is the course specialist, Proud Gamble. He picked up the early pace last time, came home well, formidable opponent, who was stepping up and trip for the first time, was a fast finishing second on that occasion. A little bit of a turnaround at the weights, but I would think Proud Gamble would still come out on top of those two, and he could be the biggest danger to Blue Cascade.
Okay, but Blue Cascade, the selection then for Craig in the 2:20 at Musselburgh. On to Craig's beloved Newcastle next for the 3 o'clock. The Class 4 nursery is where we start. It's over 7 furlongs, obviously 2-year-olds in action in here. We've got 9 runners to go to post. Craig, we'll start with Dubai Elegance, if we may. Was a winner last time. She's a filly in form and cost a fair few quid as well. So do you expect her to build on that here?
I do, Mark. I think she'll take all the beating. She's by surprise. Progeny's done really well so far on to Peter Surface. And made a decent debut over 6 furlongs at Doncaster, but really built on that next time at Chelmsford. Was drawn wide on that occasion, Mark, out in stall 10. But William Carson had to work fairly hard to get across. Once he got there, you know, he found things easier at the head of affairs. He slowed the pace down for a bit before kicking on again, but it was still a good effort. And the way she lengthened up the home straight and pulled, you know, 2 or 3 lengths clear of her rivals in the closing stage was very, very impressive. And I think an opening mark of 81 may well underestimate, you know, her true ability. And I think she could well be better than the mark that the handicapper starts her off on here. And I think it's definitely workable, definitely on the lenient side. And I would think she would definitely take all the beating, with obviously Tor being the biggest danger.
Dubai Elegance to take all of the beating then for Craig in the 3 o'clock. Staying at Newcastle for the 3:30 next. And this one is Division 1 of this particular Class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 10 set to go to post for this one, Craig. Volition to start with, if we may. Will Sir Michael Stout have sent that many runners up to Newcastle?
Had a few.
Yeah,
he's had a few. I wouldn't say too many, but you know, it's going to be a recurring theme, Mark. The Newmarket trainers, you know, you look at the maiden last week and some of the other races. It's a terrific racing surface, and it's a good test for a horse. So I would imagine over the winter we'll see quite a lot of Sir Michael Stout, John Gosden, you know, big Newmarket trainers sending runners up. Because, you know, they won't get a track on the all weather, which is such a good test for a horse.
Hmm. Yeah, it's still got the stiff finish and everything, hasn't it? So, yeah. What do you make of the race then, Craig? Who'd you like in there?
There's one I like a lot in here, Mark. A real eye catcher from last time, and that's Young John, Richard Fahey's runner. You need to watch the Doncaster third back to believe it. Because Young John was drawn high against the stands rail, Mark. He raced for the first 3 furlongs, tight against the rail. And he ended up going across the line close to the far rail. Hayley Irvine, you know, she tried to switch the horse out and the horse kept going left and further left and eventually ended up right across the far. It was a real eye-catching run. King of Naples, obviously the winner. He had a straight path down the middle of the track, but a real eye-catching performance from young John. Reasonably well-treated on a mark of 82. See no reason why he won't take to the Tapita surface. It is a competitive race. Alexander Kollontai, who was a good winner at the track last time, she really appreciated a real strong early gallop mark. I don't think, you know, she'll get the race run to suit like she did last time here. And that would be the concern, running off a £7 higher mark. Tiger Jim was pulled out of a handicap on the closing day of the flat season at Doncaster. He likes a straight track, but he was a little bit flat out of air because low-drawn horses was definitely having an advantage that day on the straight track. War Department, I think, has issues. Stopped really quickly here over six last time. Really keen on Young John here in the 3:30.
Okay, strong selection then for Craig. Young John in the 3:30 at Newcastle. And the final race we look at is the 4 o'clock at Newcastle, which is Division 2 of this Class 4 handicap. Over 7 furlongs, 3-year-olds and older. Again, in the lineup, there are 10 of them in Division 2 as well. Which one do you think comes home in front, Craig?
Well, I thought there was a lot of positives to take from Edgar Baltazar's performance last time, Mark. He was a horse that won at Carlisle earlier in the season, winning the prestigious Carlisle Bell. You know, a real hard handicap to win off a mark of 84. And he completely lost his way after that. You know, his performance has tailed off. And, you know, he looked at a real picture prior to his last start off a falling mark of 85. And I thought he shaped with plenty of encouragement running on for fourth. Like we said, it was a real strongly run race. I think it's a race that will throw up plenty of winners. Planetaria was the main horse to take out the race because he set such a strong tempo and still stuck on for second. But there was other future winners in behind, and I think Keith Dalglish's Edgar Baltazar is definitely one of those that, you know, hopefully will kick on and frank that form.
Yeah, now only a pound higher than his Carlisle Bell win, so you'd say he's back well handicapped again, or back on a winnable mark at least. And keep an eye on the race before, because Alexandra Kollontai won that race and is in the 3:30.
Yeah, so, indeed.
So could get a bit of a boost there, a timely boost, as they say. Let's have a quick summary then, Craig, before you go. Just confirm your selections for us then for Monday.
Yeah, Muscle Bros meeting. We're going for Blue Cascade in the 2:20 to follow up his win from Weatherby. And switching to the Tapita surface at Newcastle, Dubai Elegance to win and the nursery off a mark of 81. 3:30, I like the chances of Young John. He'd probably be the best bet on the day for me. And finally, in the 4 o'clock at Newcastle, the top weight, Keith Dalglish's Edgar Baltazar.
Superb, thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy it on Monday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40 PM. Ross Briley, Rory Delaghi and Mick Norton are the team in the studio. We've got Plumpton, Musselburgh and Newcastle as the three meetings on Monday afternoon. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.